Supplement. Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, "This is why they can't all be in on it." So we're finally back to making high IQ videos. We have stepped away from the passport fool movement because we finally had our victory over them with the king of the passport fool movement back in America, making videos at 2 o'clock at night from his bed naked. I think this is all we need to know about the passport fool movement, that it has been defunct and nuked from orbit. So I'm very happy to come back to making high IQ videos. So today's title is, "This is why they can't all be in on it." Now, as you guys probably may or may not heard, if you watch TFM's live stream, a bunch of kids who worked for Google, they had a sit-in at Google because they wanted Google to not deal with the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, because apparently they're genociding the Palestinians. And unfortunately for these young kids, not only did they get fired, but they got arrested for trespassing. So what does this tell you guys, okay? These young kids, these would have been the same kids who can set fire to federal buildings. These would be the same kids who can break into white businesses and burn it down. They can trespass all they want into the White House, and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy. Yet the second they take a stand against the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, it's off with their head. So you guys out there need to understand that not everybody can be in on it. You need to understand, if you are in on it, you go to your grave with this secret, okay? Now, the secret I'm talking about is that this is all one big Hollywood production. The Jews are writers, directors, and producers. And of course, you know, the retarded goyim in Washington, D.C., they're just actors, you know. They just show up, go through the motion, and that's it. You know, they're not there to do anything other than appear on screen, you know. As you guys know, as in Hollywood, when you're in Hollywood and you're in a writing room, you're with the director, you're with the producers, the actors ain't there, you know. They might be there for a table read just so you can get an idea of where they are on certain things in the script, but 90%+ of the time, it's none of the actor's business what happens between the producer, director, and the writers, okay? Same thing with this modern current world order. The Jews, they're in on it. They're the top people are with them. And these goyim who show up to Capitol Hill, they're all in on it to a certain degree. Some might be in on it more than others. Others probably get the idea that, yeah, somebody here is really in charge. But, you know, I'm making my money, I don't care, you know. But the average goy, the average dipshit normie, as TFM calls them, they can't be in on it. Because if they're in on it, they're going to be like, oh my God, the Jews are the ones running everything, and this is all one big Hollywood production. Okay? So, why is this video important for you guys out there to understand? Okay? It's important for you guys out there to understand that there's a lot of people out there who have been recruited and used by CIA, Mossad, other organizations, NGOs, you know. And then all of a sudden, they go up against Israel, or should I say the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. And all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, I'm being arrested. I got fired. Wait a second, just yesterday I was burning a white man's place down and I was being, you know, hailed as a hero. What's going on here? These are the people who rule over you. And because they rule over you, eventually a lot of people are gonna find out the hard way that it's the Jews who run everything. They are the ones who are oppressing you. They are the ones who are terrorizing you. You know, TFM, you know, he was pro-Jews up until October 7th when the Jews showed the true, their true colors. I've known that for decades, guys, you know. Everything that people are finding out here the hard way about the Jews and the fact that they own everything, they run everything, they're the ones who are responsible for everything wrong and bad. I've known that for decades. I'm happy to see, you know, people like, you know, first it's people like TFM who are gonna wake up, then the people who got arrested and, you know, fired from Google for supporting the Palestinians. Eventually, they're gonna wake up, okay? And once the dipshit normie or retarded goy will wake up, then that's when the real fun will happen. And you guys out there gotta understand, Islam tells us in Akhir al-Ayyam, in the end of days, the Jews will be exterminated. Now, are we talking about Shlomo, the Daily Owner? Are we talking about Martin Goldberg? Are we talking about Halsey? No, we're not talking about Jews who mind their own business and, you know, they're not trying to, like, actively murder you, you know? If anything, I'm saving Jew lives by telling you guys out there that the time will come when things are gonna, like TFM said, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, that's when the average goy is gonna lose it. I mean, think about it, dudes. You know, I think in the UK, a girl got sued for saying that only women can have kids, you know? Imagine when there comes a time here in America that they can sue you or imprison you for not agreeing with the Jews, you know? Imagine that time. There's gonna come a time when there's gonna be a collective fuck it. When that collective fuck it happens, that's when the powder keg is really gonna explode. And you know, what do I tell you guys? You know, right now, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. That's what I'm doing, that's what you should be doing here in America, guys. You can make your money here in America, just enjoy life out of America. As you guys know, I'm by the airports. In T-minus 2 hours, I could be on the way to Latin America, dudes. That's my plan B. I'm a dual citizen. I'm working on my Ukrainian residency. So I'm good, baby. If I have to leave America, I can leave America and I can be fine. Everybody watching this motherfucking video, you need to be in a position where if something bad happens here in America, you need to be in the air T-minus 2 hours and you can go live somewhere else comfortably, okay? This is what you guys should be looking at. And quite honestly, guys, your best bet, especially if you're not a dual citizen, your best bet if you don't have residency elsewhere, go to Afghanistan. Honestly, that's your best bet. Islam tells us the liberators of man are gonna be coming out of Khorasan, which is Central Asia, which is really Afghanistan, okay? I know I said this in past videos for you guys, but at the end of the day, guys, believe it or not, like it or not, at the end of the day, your salvation is gonna be from Muslims and Islam, you know? The people that you were supposed to hate the most, those are probably gonna be your save. Let me tell you what's going on, guys. I know God, okay? God is making you find out the hard way that the Taliban and Islam was right all along. You know that meme, Islam was right all along? Yeah. God is gonna make you learn that the hard way. So it's really better for you to like accept Islam now than it is later when like nuclear bombs go off and no electricity, no power. But it is what it is. A lot of people have to die in this process because when the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, we can't have Shaniqua, Shinani, Yolanda, Tiandra. We can't have degenerate people around anymore. So a lot of people have to die in the next X amount of month or X amount of years. Now, I don't know how bad here in America will get, okay? Best case scenario, all the people who took this Camarona vaccine, they die. That's best case scenario, okay? Over 50% of the world's population has taken the vaccine. Best case scenario, those mother effers die and we get to inherit this world. Now, worst case scenario, nuclear bombs. As TFM said, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is actually flying a nuclear bomb into Iran, and Russia shot down that airplane. They actually tried to do that back in the 70s when they lost the war against Egypt. They flew seven planes, jet planes, into Europe, and they're like, we're gonna nuke Europe. And that's why Egypt declared a ceasefire with the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. This time around, guys, people are not gonna cow down and be like, okay, we're gonna negotiate with the Jews. No. Once a nuke starts flying, that's it, dude. Trust and believe, the Iranians, the Russians, even the Chinese, they all got nukes aimed at the West. Even North Korea probably would be in on it right about now. So once a nuke goes off, that's it. It's game over, you know? So best thing to do, like Islam said, is to exterminate the Jews. That's really the best thing. And again, I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm definitely not talking about me. I'm talking about the ones who are really responsible for this, the Rothschilds, the George Soros. And you guys need to understand, until America collapses, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps. Now, it is very imperative to understand that, going back to the title of this video, that not all people can be in on it, because not all people are worthy of understanding what is going on. As you guys know, I worked with Mossad, I worked with CIA. I was pretty much a useful idiot, but unfortunately for them, I wasn't an idiot. I was able to put one and one together and quickly realize what's going on. So this is how I'm able to tell you guys exactly what's happening. A lot of people out there, man, they've been coming back to me saying, Omar, after 5-6 years, you were right. You know, I've had people just email me earlier today saying, you know, I was a big supporter of Steve Urkel's retarded half-brother, but after watching your video and then after watching how sad and pathetic he really is, I agree with you 100%. It's like, you guys need to understand, dudes, what if you want to catch a criminal, you gotta think like a criminal, okay? If you want to catch a dirty Jew, you got to think like a dirty Jew. Get that through your minds, okay? If I'm a dirty Jew and I wanted to get rid of niggers, what will I do? I'm gonna get a retarded kid. I'm gonna have him travel all over the world saying, oh, it's that bad in America. Get your passport. Baddies are just waiting at the airport for you because you're a chocolate king. And then just have him, you know, living the high life for 2 years. And then have him come back to America and be like, oh my God, it's worse than I left it. Get your passport, dudes. Go overseas, you know. It's very, 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 I mean, by my Jewish standards, this is like blatantly easy to spot, you know. I've been saying that Steve Urkel's and the whole passport fool movement is a CIA op for months right about now, and a lot of people are finally agreeing with me on that. And you know, you guys out there gotta understand, dudes, a lot of these things out there that are happening right about now, a lot of them are Hollywood productions. But here's the problem: what happens if somebody does not go along with the Jewish script? You know, when I started my YouTube channel, I wasn't part of the Jewish script, so they deleted my channel. If you look at my channel, guys, I've been close to 2,700 subscribers for years now. every time I get close to 2,700 subscribers, that number goes down. It's like, really, really, Susan? So what does this show you, dudes? This shows you that if you know what's going on and you're not part of the script, they want to take you out as quickly as possible. Now, in my case, you know, they can't take me out quickly by arresting me, because that will prove everything I'm saying, you know. Right now, people can say, Amr, what you're saying is conspiracy theory, man. But if they arrest me for those for this social media shit, then you know. You know for an absolute fact everything I'm saying is true about the Jews and the CIA. So best thing for them to do is pretty much silence me and hope that, you know, I spurg out and make myself look like a loser. That's really what they're hoping for. And again, you know, who's watching my videos, honestly, really? You know, who's really... I mean, the MGTOW community is probably the sanest community out there, you know? So, like one guy said, the people who should be watching your videos, they're not watching your videos, and the CIA is gonna make sure of that. So the only people who watch my videos are the people that are like-minded, you know? I'm not gonna go protest, I'm not gonna trespass, I'm not gonna do anything crazy, and the CIA knows that. They know I know what's going on. So just like all the elite people in America who know what's up, you know, they're building underground bunkers in New Zealand and Wyoming and shit like that, I'm pretty much doing the same thing. Granted, I can't build an underground bunker because I can't afford it, but hey, I can, you know, go to Latin America, I can go to Argentina, for God's sakes, you know, hang out with the Nazis over there. You know, personally, I like Nazis, to be honest with you. They hate niggers and they hate Jews. My type of people, you know. And again, when I say niggers, I'm talking about inferior people, not skin color. When I say Jews, I'm talking about Zionists. I'm not talking about good Jews, Torah Jews, okay? And again, I'm saving black lives. I'm saving Jew lives by telling you guys that not all black people are Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, and not all Jews are fucking Rothschilds, okay? So, you can't be in on it, dudes. I mean, a lot of people out there are gonna be learning the hard way again and again and again that they can't be in on it, and that's actually good for us. Because here's the thing, you know, when all these lefty liberals slash useful idiots, when they... See, here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. A fish fights the hardest when you are bringing it closer to the surface, because it knows once it's out of the water, that's it. It's D-Day for it. So as the Jews, as they surface more and more and more, they know that it's going to be D-Day for them if they get exposed. This is why the Jews have to become tyrannical and oppressive. There's going to come a time, guys, when the Jews can have you locked up just if you're not pro-Jewish. If you're not saying I support Israel and I'm against Hamas, there is going to come a time, guys, when these people are going to throw you in prison for not being anti-Hamas and pro Israel, even though you could care less and you got more important things like, I don't know, paying the fucking bill, you know. But we're gonna get to that point, and you guys have to understand, dudes, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant before the Red Sea came down on him, okay? Before that, by a few seconds, Pharaoh genuinely thought he was God. He thought that because the sea parted, that he was God, that the sea parted for him because he was God. That's what he really thought. And then a few seconds later, he learned the hard way, oh shit, I am not God. And by that time, the real God was like, sorry, buddy, you're going to hell, motherfucker. It's the same thing with the dirty Jews, aka the Zionists, okay? They're not gonna learn until God finally steps in. So from now until God stepping in, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or again, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps. All right, guys, like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace!